Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Final hour here, Christian Arcand Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, and along with Boston, we're coming to you live all over New England, like Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. If you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcand Show anytime you want on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and the TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to the Christian Arcand Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, and wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Some people in the Twitch chat are saying, Arcand, quit whining. Just go get your real ID. No, I don't want to go get a real ID. That's the whole point. I don't want to. I don't want to go get this new ID. I don't understand why I have to. No one's really done a very good job of explaining why this is necessary. That's my biggest problem with it. Yeah, I know. We're going to all eventually have to get one. When I have to get a new license, I'm going to have to get the real ID. But I'm in no rush. You know, I'm not in any big rush to go get one. And no one has really in any way laid out for me why it's so important, why we all need to get one. I just haven't heard a good explanation for that.
Sorry, it's also kind of just, as we heard in the clip, it's a modest change. It's just like a little gold star on the top right corner.
Right. So, you know, yeah, all right, fine. I'll eventually have to get it, but I'm not in some big rush to, and I also don't get why I have to. No one's really laid out why it's so important. That would help me, you know, like I'd feel more obligated to go get one if someone would tell me why this is so freaking important that we all have it. Even though they came up with the idea 25 years ago, no one has done anything about it, and it's, you know, until now, and we've done okay for the last 25 years, I thought. I'm not sure how this new idea is going to help anything for us when it comes to air travel, but I guess that's neither here nor there. Anyways, it is 9 o'clock. The Giants are on the board. Giants just scored a touchdown. Jackson Dart, after getting absolutely destroyed by Christian Ellis, bounces back and hits Shepard there for a 30-yard touchdown strike. Darius Slayton for a touchdown and putting them on the board. It is 17-7. The Patriots now driving back the other way, trying to add to their lead. They have the ball on their own side of the field. They're on their own 30-yard line now, second down. Drake May, 8-for-11, 83 yards and a touchdown so far in this game. All right, it's 9 o'clock. I don't know what Joe Braverman has cooked up for me, but we're all going to find out together right now.
Yeah, so I don't have any fancy music or whatever, so we're just okay. going to get right into it. What I just thought here is I'd like to maybe rehash some memories regarding the Patriots and the Giants. I know they're not good memories, but just rehash some memories and maybe ask some questions about them. Obviously, at least for my memory, goes from 2007 beyond, so I guess we'll start there. Did you, I mean, obviously you know this, but general vicinity, you know that the Patriots and the Giants met in the regular season finale before... Yes. The Super Bowl. Now, my question that I want to pose to you is, outside of obviously the big play being Tom Brady and Randy Moss setting the touchdown records on the same play, what are some of your memories from that regular season finale at the time?
So I remember, I think I was home because I was still living in Colorado at the time, And I think I was home for the holidays for that. I feel like I watched that last game in Boston. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about that. What I can tell you about this is that the 2007 Patriots undefeated season lost Super Bowl was the night I did one of the manliest things I've ever done in my whole life. And I've sired a child. I've done some manly things, but this might have been the most manly thing ever that I've ever done. The Patriots lost, obviously. And I was at my friend Tom's house. It was him and a bunch of guys all lived together. And we had this big group of people at the house. They were it was like 13 people there. And we were all gathered in the living room. We were all, you know, sitting around. I was the only Patriot fan there. Everybody else was like a Bronco fan or a fan of some other team. But that year, if we weren't a Patriot fan, you were rooting for the Giants. Everybody was. Everybody was rooting against the Patriots. It was unanimous. Except for me. And after that last pass hit the ground, I walked into the kitchen. And I don't often do stuff like this. I just don't, you know. But I walked into the kitchen and I just punched the kitchen wall as hard as I could. And what I didn't know is that the kitchen wall was not really a wall at all. It was just spackle in between some studs. And it was a pretty thin layer of spackle. And what I thought was going to be met with, you know, like punching a wall, I punched right through the spackle. Right through it and put a hole right in that kitchen wall in Tom's kitchen. And it was pretty manly, let me tell you. Punching through about a centimeter's worth of plaster with all the rage that could be built up in the 25-year-old guy whose team just lost an undefeated season. And I remember walking back into the room and being like, Tom, I punched a hole in your cat. I was like, I was trying not to like sound like badass about it, but I felt kind of like a badass. I was like, yeah, you know, I just punched the hole in your wall. He goes, what? And I went and I showed him and he goes, oh, okay. And so I had to go to the hardware store and get like spackle and, you know, just spackle the thing over. And what's sad about it is that since I punched through it, it kind of cut my arm a little bit, like the jagged spackle, the jagged plaster, like cut my arm as I punched it. And so I remember the next day, someone saw my arm and saw this like long scab on my arm. And he goes, wow, you really took that Patriots loss hard. I was like, no, that's not what this is. What happened is I punched through the kitchen wall. It was super manly, man. You should have been there. I punched right through the wall. It was really cool. I wasn't sad. I wasn't trying to kill, you know, it wasn't anything like that. That's not what this is. They were like, sure, Arcan. Yeah, okay. Let's get you to a hospital. In terms of like manly things I've done in my life, punching the hole in Tom's wall is probably like top five. I would say top five in terms of that. So that's the main thing I remember from Patriots Giants.
Yeah, mention that story again without all the little discretions you had to put. Just say you punched a wall, and that sounds manly enough. You didn't do that for the second time they met in the Super Bowl, did you?
No. Second time I was back here, it was a different kind of game, too. I mean, that, you know, like, it wasn't an undefeated season. The game was, wasn't there, like, a safety in the first quarter of
that
game?
It was the incomplete pass from Brady, but he threw it in the end zone, so they called it a safety.
I thought it was, like, an intentional grounding.
That's what it was. He was in the end zone, he threw it, and they called it intentional grounding.
Yeah, he threw it basically a pass to nobody. And there was a safety in that game. I remember that game was frustrating down at the end when they were trying to let Ahmad Bradshaw score. And, that was another tough one. But really, I mean, what you remember the most about that is just the pass rush. You just remember Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan and all those Osium and Yura and those guys just barreling down. What Justin Tuck did to Matt Light, and Matt Light was a great player, but what Justin Tuck did to him in that Super Bowl was just, oh my God, should be illegal. That's mainly what I remember. Is I just remember Brady watching that invincible team just get taken apart by a team that was what, 8-8. They weren't even really that good. They were 8-8 with some studs up front. And they just, Coughlin and those guys, not intimidated by the Patriots, not scared of them at all. May have been because of that game, because of that finale.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When was that? Did you check the date on that? Would I still have been home during that? Was that during the Christmas season?
That game was December 29th, 2007.
December 29th. I wasn't by. I knew I'd watched that game in Boston. Yeah, I was home for Christmas, and, you know, it was one of those games you watch, and you're like, oh, that was pretty close. I was almost lost it there to a team that's, you know, they weren't bad. Giants weren't a bad team. But they were a middling 500 fringe playoff team. That's what they were at that time. You weren't worried about them. And then they got hot in the playoffs, boy, and they just never cooled off. And that pass rush, those guys, oh, man, they absolutely tortured Tom Brady, and they tortured those tackles. And that's what you remember the most. And, you know, even when the teams were really good after that, even when the Patriots had great teams after that, Denver Broncos, similar thing, Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware. They had that other guy, I forget his name, the big kid in the middle there, who ended up going to the Jaguars. I forget the defensive tackle, but those guys, I mean, they were just they were monsters too.
You're not thinking Jason Pierre-Paul, are you?
I'm not thinking Jason Pierre-Paul. No. Okay. It was Malik something. Malik something, I forget his name. But either way, you know, that was how you beat the Patriots back then. It wasn't easy to do. Not a lot of teams were able to do it. But when you did it that way. You beat them that way, especially in that era, in the Randy Moss, Wes Welker era, when those guys were all healthy and they were all there. That's how you did it. Well, who was it?
No, I couldn't. I thought you were about to tell me.
All right, doesn't matter.
Follow up. Do you think if the Giants beat the Patriots in that regular season finale, they could have beat them in the Super Bowl?
If the Giants beat the Patriots, could the Patriots have beat the Giants?
Yeah, like if the roles were reversed in that regular season finale, if the Patriots lost instead of winning and finishing the undefeated regular season, could they have then followed it up in the Super Bowl by beating the Giants?
I don't know. It's like a double hypothetical. It's hard to really pin down. I mean, it's possible, I guess. I think that it's not like the Giants blew them out. You know, it was a close enough game. But yeah, I think if they played that game 10 times, no matter how that finale went, I think if they played that Super Bowl 10 times, the Patriots probably won like 7 or 8 of them. But they didn't win that one, and that's all that mattered. They had to win that one day, the one that they actually played, and they didn't.
Okay, well then, let's shift to that second Super Bowl then. That one's not as heartbreaking. Just a couple of names on that roster that I have very fond memories of. I think of Victor Cruz. He had a nice little 2-year run, I want to say, of being a top-tier receiver.
Malik Jackson is the guy there on the Broncos. I was thinking of Malik Jackson. Thank you. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, like just that 2012 game, obviously Mario Manningham, Ahmad Bradshaw,
yeah, right.
Brandon Jacobs. Like, what are some of your memories from that Super Bowl game?
The Manningham catch, I remember, was a big one. That was just the backbreaker, and it was like, who the hell is Mario Manningham? David Tyree in the first one, and now it's Manningham. Who are these people? You know, who are these people that are beating this Patriots thing? You know, it's just it was hard to face that, but it was a little bit easier the second time around. The only problem was at that point the Patriots had gone 7 years without a Super Bowl championship, which was very, very tough for all of us. I don't know how I got through it, and they would go 3 more without one too. So I think after that one, After 2007, people still assume that the Patriots would be back. After 2011, Brady was getting older. They had lost to the Jets in the playoffs, like in the first round the year before. They got knocked out by Baltimore in 2009. It seemed like 2011 was kind of going to be their last chance at it, their last time. This is, if they're going to win another Super Bowl, they got to do it now, because the 2 years prior to this, they were one and done. You know, and they lost to Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez. Like, that was a pretty low point in 2010. So to get back there in 2011 and then lose, I think that's when a lot of people sort of determined, okay, that's it for Brady and Belichick. They're not going to win ever again. That was their last chance. Hard to get to a Super Bowl. That was their last chance to really do it. And, you know, 3 years later, they were back with Darrelle Revis. But those 2 years in between, 2012, 2013, there were some real problems there. That secondary was a real mess. And when they ended up getting serious about it and trading for Revis and signing Browner, then, you know, things started to pick up. And then Butler took over after that. But, you know, 2011, I think that was sort of the prime narrative there was, you know, this was it. This team is, the run's over, the reign's over. They had one last chance to go in there and do something, and they couldn't do it. Did they just try and fake that, or was that a botched play?
That definitely looked like a botched play out of the corner of my eye.
Did he trip? Yeah, it looked like he tripped. Okay. Well, all right.
That's Young Wei Koo.
Young Wei Koo. Giants were trying to kick a field goal there. And looks like we had a little stumble there. A little stumbleina. How does that happen? How does a kicker who all he does is line up to kick, kick the ground like that?
You know what I did kind of see a little bit? The ball kind of skidded out from under the holder, so it might have been that right before he kicked it.
Yeah?
That's like, you got to go back to super slow-mo for that, though.
I guess, but even still, like, you start your kick, you go into the motion. Even if the ball is moving, don't you just keep kicking through, like, you know? I don't know. I have to see that one again. But, yeah, not great. Not great for the Giants. Pretty good for the Patriots.
Well, it's actually funny, speaking of kickers, because my last question was going to be, you know, there is one person that we have to thank for the Drake May era, or one of the people on the list thanking Drake May era, and that's Chad Ryland. Do you remember in 2023 Chad Ryland missing that field goal that would have helped the Patriots beat the Giants in that 10-7 game? That was absolutely abysmal. It was the first game for Bailey Zappi.
And they had just lost like 6-0 too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get to the Chargers, I think. So, yeah, there was like a couple of games where they weren't scoring any points. Or maybe that happened after that. I can't remember. But, yeah, Chad Ryland, refresh my memory. They had a chance to tie the game, and Ryland missed the field goal.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that too clearly. It's probably just another one of the many lowlights of that season, but – okay, so that put him in the position to get the third overall pick. They draft Drake May, and the rest is history. Yeah, I don't really remember that one quite as much, but yeah, any little thing like that, any little piece of lore like that that leads to Drake May, I mean, assuming that his career continues like this, then that's good news. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Johnny's in Brooklyn with a thought on the Patriots jerseys tonight. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arcan, what's up, buddy? Thanks for taking the call. Full disclosure, I'm watching the game in delay because I had to put my kid to bed, but you guys didn't ruin it for me. I feel like we're in the lead, but I don't know. Anyway, they're wearing red. Are we ever going to get the 90s blue again? And then I want to ask you this also. Did you watch Sunday Night Football last night?
I sure did.
Did you notice Collinsworth and Tirico repeatedly calling Mariota. Like, what was going on with that? Anyway, 90s blues, and what was up with that? Thanks for taking the call, buddy.
You got it, Johnny. Thanks for checking in. Always good to hear from you. Apparently, Mariota, is the right way to pronounce it. And no one ever corrected the whole world, I guess, for how long is Mariota? He was drafted the same year as Jameis Winston. That was like, what, 2012?
2014.
So for 11 years, we've just been saying it wrong, and no one in Mariota was never like, guys, it's Mariota, or Mariota, whatever they're saying. I forgot already. But as I said,
he's a Hawaiian that makes you say the name like an Italian.
Right. And as I said before, it's kind of like the reverse Kayshawn Booty. Because people were going out of their way to purposefully mispronounce Kayshawn Booty's name. He never once said, hey, that's not how you say it. It's Booty or Boute or whatever the hell they were saying. He never said that. He never came out and said that. And when he was asked directly about it, they said, "What? How do you say your last name?" He goes, Booty. It's Booty, just Booty. And I guess people thought saying Booty, that can't be Booty. But yeah, whoever it was that was calling him Booty, that was the worst. I don't think it was Collinsworth. I forget who it was. But that was obnoxious.
He's going and he's got him! Booty touchdown!
Booty? Okay. Yeah. That's how it's pronounced. As for the jerseys, the Bledsoe Blues, I thought this would be the year because before the season started, and this isn't the first year that they've had this, but I went down there and they are all stocked up with jerseys you can buy from that era. And I figure, well, if they're selling jerseys from that era, then the next logical step is that they're going to go out there and play in those jerseys. The Chargers has played in their 90s jerseys, those old, when Drew Brees was there the first time, like those old blue, the LaDainian Tomlinson ones. Like
yeah,
those,
the navy blue.
Yeah, the navy blues. They were out there in those navy blues. You can do more than one throwback. It's not against the law. But the Patriots, they're really like sort of slow playing this, I guess. I think they should have the Bledsoe Blues. I absolutely agree with that. I love those jerseys. And I think they'd look great on this team, but not going to be this year. Probably have to write some more strongly worded letters there, Johnny, in Brooklyn. All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. That was a look back at some Patriots-Giants memories over the years, including the manliest thing I've ever done in my life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.